going to lean over.
Are you tall enough to be on this
in the
ride?
Vehicle as I take this turn. But let's say that you were on the Grin Doctor.
Right.
And you made an arrangement and someone was coming over to give you a little visit, a gentleman caller, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And they came over. And as you know, as they entered the abode, you liked liked what you saw, and you were into it. He said, "Oh, I'm into this," and so you opened the door, let them in.
Open the door for your mystery day.
And then they got in, and they you weren't disclothed yet. You weren't undressed yet,
right? How long is this entrance coming through the door? I mean, this is a long entrance.
It is a long entrance. And then you notice...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
So is that a buzzkill for you, or you could just roll with that?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Is that a buzzkill for you, or you could just roll with that?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4259 of the BFO for Faux Right, the 31st of May, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all gonna play that voice letter and tell you about my day. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B for the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Busters, Big Fatty, hi everyone, I hope you're for right. It's going well because y'all, you are busters today. Because Tamari is the first day of June. Don't forget Rabbit. And y'all, as you hear in the song, June is busting out all over. And y'all, speaking of busting, I don't know what happened to the loot show for Thursday. Y'all, I had it all set up correctly, and y'all, it just didn't post for some reason. So I got up after several people messaged me, and I looked at it, and it says, "Yes, Big Fatty, we're posting it today," and it didn't. So I just posted it immediately. Yes!
Just because it's June.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Good morning, fat guy. Question for you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean?
Someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off.
The best fiber.
It's time.
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us today from my Northeast straight Yay! And Dan, what you got?
I had a craving the other day for sweet tea. And I know how bad that sounds because that's what they always use to lure the predators in with that Chris Hansen. Oh, I made you some sweet tea. Oh, that's how it all went down. The cops come in and swarm the place. Oh, I get it. You know what I'm talking about. But, question for you. How do you have a recipe for sweet tea? And if so, how do you make it? I haven't bothered looking at the internet. I need to go to the source. Somebody from the South, it's got to be authentic. I know you've got one in your back pocket. All right. That was all. I hope all is well.
Dear gosh, y'all, that is my Northeast straight Jenny! Dan and Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty, did he say that, are you happy to see him, or is that a recipe for sweet tea in your pocket? He said, that's exactly what he said. Dan, I don't drink sweet tea. Now, my mother, the Hatterina, she would boil water in a saucepan on the stove and put like three or four Tetley tea bags in there and let them steep, and then she'd pour it into a pitcher with a cup of sugar and then top it off with water, and then you had your sweet tea. Yes, Big Fatty. And Dan, I might just add that oftentimes when we had sweet tea growing up, y'all, we didn't have lemon. We put a slice of lime in it. And y'all, it's just, if you hadn't had sweet tea with lime, give it a try. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 31st of May, or actually this weekend, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, is there a theme? Oh, there is a theme. Y'all, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, met him the very first year out there at Pride 48 when we had the first gathering in the closet at the Luxor Hotel, the motel there. And y'all, he's been here to the villa, been to many Pride 48s, the last one in New Orleans, where he brought his co-host or the future co-host Holly. And y'all, speaking of Holly, Holly went and saw my video of Ruth Kent and Bob Van Camp, and he says that, or I've not seen an organ that big outside of Colorado. Big Fatty, is that a reference to Casey? It's enormous. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, you may have figured it out by now, y'all, he is the husband of Mr. Man. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Casey in Denver. Big Fatty, we love Casey in Denver. We do indeed. And then to continue the theme, y'all, on Sunday, the 2th of June, y'all, it is the youngest son of our Axe Big Fatty caller today. And y'all, you might have noticed that Dan and KC wished us a good morning, Big Fatty, on Wednesday, and along with Archer, because they had celebrations of exiting the birth canal and anniversarians and all. But y'all, on Sunday, it is the celebration of Dan, my Northeast straight Jenny's youngest son, Evan. Big Fatty, we love little Evan. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see KC in Denver or Evan up there in the New York, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. And we get to see pictures.
Happy birthday. Out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pet.
Aw, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pooh music. We do indeed. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nep stopped by and we visited for a little while the Wheel of Fortune was playing. And y'all, by the way, a week from today, the 7th of June, y'all, it is that Pat Sajak's final day on Wheel of Fortune as the host. Or as he refers to himself, the star of the show. But y'all, I know he's problematic and all, but y'all, you gotta give credit that anybody that sticks with something for 40 years, they're either crazy or they're just calling it in. Big Fatty, didn't you work for 40 years at the coal mine? Let's just move forward. So anyway, set your VRCs for that. Let's see. The Nep left, and y'all, I watched the Jeopardy. And then I watched The Price is Right at night. And y'all, it was the children. It was the junior super fans. And y'all, it was really quite good episode. And I gotta say, the kids were pretty on top of things. Y'all, they had some fantastic showcases at the end. And the one that won, y'all, very impressive. And but anyway, after that, I turned on the sports ball. Of course, the Atlanta Braves got the ass beat. That wasn't good, but I slept like a baby. But y'all, woke up right before 6 a.m. in the morning again. And no, I didn't either. Y'all, I woke up at 4:45 or something, 4:50. And I said, no! And y'all, I just rolled right back over and slept until about 10 minutes to 7, got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, had a couple of pieces of sourdough toast for my brufkas, and y'all, then I was off from the morning nipple walk, did half a Fat Acres, came in, and I rehydrated. And then I was off to senior size class, y'all. About 75% of the crowd was there as normal. And then I finished my nipple walk around the big circle and back here to the villa. And y'all had me a little early lunch. And y'all, I prepared, I bought that beef stool meat. So I prepared the cracker pot full of carrots and onions and celery and the beef stool and the seasoning mix in there. And y'all, it is, it's cooking right now. Y'all, it smells wonderful. Just wonderful here in the villa. And y'all, after I watched The Price is Right, y'all, I... oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Before the Wheel of Fortune, well, I came in the middle of the Wheel of Fortune. y'all, I went out and I sprayed the weeds in the gravel parking space in the back of the villa. Y'all, they're just out of control. Out of control, I tell you. And you can't pull them up because the ground's as hard as a rock. Yes, Big Fatty. And, anyway, I got my share and then I laid down. I may have drifted off a little bit, but I mainly just rested, put my feet up, if you will. And, now I am up. And recording the little show and getting ready for the for right at Fatty's, y'all. I think I told you this already. We're having the wedge solid and a bacon based quiche and a poke sausage based quiche and a ham-based quiche with a different cheese for each one of those. And, y'all, it'll be lovely. It'll be just lovely. And so, going to have that. And I've got some of that Mexican cone on the cob. Y'all, it's by the Pick Suite, P-I-C-T Suite. And, y'all, it's real good. You cook it in the Aya fryer. And that's pretty much that. Y'all, I don't think I've got anything else to say to end this month. Y'all, I cannot believe that it has been 5 months since New Year's Eve. Big Fatty, where does the time go? I don't know, but it's gone. And I hope you have I say that at the end. Big Fatty, why don't you just say, and I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, that's a good idea. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Don't forget Rabbit Rabbit. Y'all might also add Dr. Stone. As the colon churns, I mentioned we used to get the milk duds when we went to the picture show. And he says that he always got the junior mints, although he's not had those in a while. And I don't know why. They're still junior and they're still mint. But I don't mind a junior mint, but I'd rather have a milk dud stuck in my teeth. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, speaking of things stuck in your teeth, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Casey in Denver. And Casey, any plans today?
Is that a buzzkill for you, or you could just roll with it?
Oh, there's no buzzkill, but I know you like fresh poultry. You gonna choke a chicken?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.